section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hey everybody, I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And we're Heather
and Vanessa celebrating my 29th birthday.
It's your 35th, girlfriend. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I missed you. We haven't hung out in forever.
I know. It's been like forever.
And forever's a long, long time.
I but know.
Anyway, it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
That is so great, man. I came up to this cold ass hood, and I wanted to celebrate your 35th birthday.
29th.
Come on. You cannot be telling me this is your 29th birthday.
Like every other woman out there, all you white bitches, get over 30 and you'd be like, no, it's my 29th. So I'm going to do like everybody else do and like my 29th.
Okay. Well, we'll save the argument for later and we'll say it's your 29th birthday.
It's my ninth 29th birthday.
Girl, you were confusing me already. Anyway, so I came up here to this cold ass hood, and we did lots of stuff today. How did you celebrate your birthday here in the hood?
Well, the first thing we did was we got the exercise in today.
Oh Lord!
And then we went and we did some other stuff.
Vanessa, you're rusty, aren't you?
A little bit.
Okay, well I'll start here. So the first thing we did was we chased a dog all around the neighborhood.
That's what I meant when we got to exercise.
Oh, Lord. I never seen a dog run and run and run and run and run and run.
I did because she did the same thing the other day.
Why don't you put that dog on a goddamn leash or something?
Stupid bitch. And I mean that because she's a female dog.
Oh, I get it, girl. Oh, so we were so tired. We decided it would be the best thing would be to go out to lunch. And where did you take us?
We went down to the bar to get some greasy burgers.
Some what?
Some greasy burgers. I didn't know we was going to get greasy service.
Oh, this girl was, she's a white bitch. She had a tattoo on her shoulder. I don't think she had a bra on, and she got a big old muffin top, and she had a gap between her teeth. I'm like, you was not from Compton.
Wait, what was that? Because did you just hit puberty in that last? Because did you just go, muffin top?
Well, it's hard for me to say words like muffin without saying it like that. So anyway, we get there and we sit in this booth. They said it was 8¾ booth. But this some bitch was small for my big ass. Oh, you gotta quit smoking, girl.
I know. I think I saw vaping. Yeah, my food was good, though, but I don't know. That white bitch was, I don't.
Oh, she was using cussing words.
Cussing words.
She's like, shit this and fuck that. And I'm like, bitch, you trying to take my order. Why you gotta be like that? And she had like, what do you call that? What's that stuff that they use on your eyes right here?
Glitter?
Blush? Oh, yeah. It was like caked on there. It was like glitter. It was gray. It was caked on. And she, oh, but those gaps between her teeth, man, it was not pretty. Not pretty at all. But it was a good burger.
It was a very good burger.
But you ever met anybody so rude? I mean, she wasn't mean. She was just vulgar.
Yeah, I don't know. She was trying to get a tip out of us. Like, look at these two crazy black ladies. Maybe if I talk to them all funky, they'll give me extra money.
You know, I didn't think about that. That's probably what it was. She was probably trying to act like she thinks we is talking like, you know.
Like we's Wheezy? Is that what you was going to say?
Yeah, like we's Wheezy talking. You know, George and Wheezy. They're the Jeffersons. Do you remember the Jeffersons?
I do remember
all
Jeffersons.
All we used to sit as a family and watch the Jeffersons all the time. Oh, to the east. East penthouse in the sky. Moving on. Anyway. So then we came home and guess what we had for dinner?
We had steak, but we already did that episode.
So this episode is Heather and Vanessa celebrate
my 29th birthday.
That's not what it says on the screen here. It says your 39th birthday. 35th birthday. Jesus. So then after we filled our bellies, what did we go do?
Then we went and went and decided we was going to go play some pinball.
Yeah, I was like, what is the whitest thing we could do for your birthday? And it was to go play some pinball. So, of course, we walked.
Because we ain't got no car.
So we walked to the first bar.
And do you even got a license anymore?
No, shit, I ain't got no license. I ain't got no car. What's they need for a license? I got an ID, a state ID.
We need it to vote.
To vote? I'm a devout Christian, motherfucker.
I mean, to vote.
Vote for who? Barack Obama already had 8 years.
Well, and then he brought Ebola in this. Oh. But we'll get to that later. Jesus.
Vanessa, you always do that. You always move along too quick. Do you do that during sex? Do you try to move it quick?
I'd be like, hurry up and get off, damn it.
I got kids to take care of.
My show's coming on.
Oh, but the first pinball machine we played was the fish, like bass fishing. And I was like, what do us black bitches know about fishing? If it ain't carp, I don't know about it.
I like some catfish. And what was the hush puppies? There was no hush puppies in that game.
I know, right? So we put our quarters in and we played. It was a bar called Stacy's Bar.
Yeah.
She was a white drunk.
Yeah, we was like, I was to take a beer and a soda, and she was like, let me tell you a story about this bar.
Why is it every time we go somewhere, people want to tell us stories? It's like because they know we have a podcast.
I know.
That we do 3 times a year, the most.
She's like, you guys are famous. Let me tell you the story. And then you tell it on the radio, and then I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Oh, God. She's talking about a fire and waking up in the middle of the night, and she's been open for 18 days. But what did you think of that fishing game? I mean, what do you think of pinball? Do you like it?
That pinball's fun.
It's a white man sport, but, I mean, that doesn't mean we can't play.
No, I like pinball now. I've got this app on my phone to where I can go and find pinball games across the state.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what it's called. I should have been better prepared for the...
Well, let me get my phone out, girl.
I think it was called Pinball Finder Keepers or something.
It's Pinball Map. You were close. Pinball Map is really close to Pinball Finder Keepers.
So
then, after we had we played that game and we listened to Stacy talk a lot, we decided to walk to the bowling alley.
Because
what better place to go play pinball than at the bowling alley?
I know.
A bunch of fucking white folks.
And then even the lady was like, we go, so you ever see anybody in here playing pinball before? And she's like, no. No, excuse me. She was like,
no, I have not. You are the first folks I have ever seen play pinball.
And we was like, what are you talking about, you crazy white bitch?
My favorite was when you ordered our drinks, our Tanqueray and orange juices, and then you asked for $5 worth of quarters. The lady looked at you like, what is that girl's problem?
Where your kids at? You got grandkids? Something you getting them quarters too?
But then that machine was the Monopoly machine.
That machine was the I'm gonna rip you off of your skull machine. Just give me your quarters. You'd be best off just throwing them quarters out the window.
But it was fun though. We didn't get as many extra. Yeah, we got lots of free games out of it. And hey, let me tell you, brother. Well, I like anything, brother. I like anything that's free. I don't know.
You can pretend like I was a brother, I guess, if you want to.
I don't know. It's been a long night.
Well, you just drink your Tanqueray over there. And
oh,
you just...
girl. I'm drinking Tanqueray. I'm vaping. I'm having a good time on your birthday.
Yeah.
Where are your kids at tonight?
My kids is gone.
Like you sold them?
I wish it was back in the 1800s. I'd be like, hey, bitches, I got some slaves over here.
We might have to edit that out.
Sorry.
Vanessa. I'm gonna switch it to me on the screen because you were losing your shit. Talking about slaves. Well, maybe we should go into a song here, but we'll be right back, folks, with more Heather and Vanessa.
Celebrate my 29th birthday.
nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard that has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is
Heather and Vanessa celebrate my 29th birthday.
Birthday. And we all have a good time. It has been so long since we did a show together. Last time we did a show, we ate Mexican.
Yeah, his name was Rico.
Boy, did we eat him. We ate him like he was going out of style.
Okay.
So, it's been a long time since for your birthday.
It's been so long. I said, don't know what to do when the other person stopped talking. I was like, what was I supposed to do?
We were supposed to be on Google Plus for this to work. No, but for your birthday, Tyrone, your man Tyrone got you a new mixer.
Yeah, he was like, hey, you crazy bitches. Here's...
Tyrone sounded white there.
Well, he's black where it counts.
You talking about his dick. Anyway, so he bought you a new mixer. And so I didn't bring any of my microphones.
Yeah, because why would you do that?
I know, right, because I podcast. That's all I do. I ain't got no job. But so we had to go looking for... Oh, you okay, honey?
Yeah, I was fine.
All right. That Tangerade, that last sip always is strong. But we had to go looking for a microphone, and they don't sell a microphone in this town for nothing.
Well, they do. They sell one type of microphone in this town.
Oh, girl. You go ahead and start talking about that.
But yeah, we go to the music store, and we're like, yeah, we're looking for a microphone, and the lady goes... What kind of microphone are you looking for?
I like, bitch, we just looking for a microphone.
Yeah, and we're going to podcast. And she goes, you going to podcast? We just got these microphones. These are for performers.
I know. She was all snotty, like, this is a white bitch, all snotty and shit.
He's going to make it up over there?
So you got to take this one for a second. I'm a little rough here. I got to get a drink. It's hard to keep this voice.
I forgot to do my white girl voice back then, too, because she said,
These microphones are for performers, not for podcasters, is what she said. And I was like, bitch, you're so cray-cray.
I was like, you're so cray-cray. I was like, my money is good money. All right?
Let me pull it out of my bra.
So then we went to like four other stores in this town.
Yeah, and nobody sold microphones.
No, there wasn't at the Radio Shack. There wasn't at the Walmart. There wasn't at the Shopko.
No, or at the dollar store.
Or at the dollar store, which you saw one last week. You should have bought.
Yeah.
But little did you know I was coming up to surprise you for your birthday. Anyway. So then we went, what town did we go to today?
We went to Brookfield, which is like 40 minutes away.
Oh, Lord, we had to walk a long
way. Yeah, because we got a bus.
Well, I said we had to walk a long way to get to the bus.
Yeah, the bus.
To get there.
We could have got on a train, but there ain't no train come to town. Sorry. I did not mean to get political on the podcast. Until we get to the Ebola section.
We did not hear a train coming, let me tell you. So then we went to the Guitar World or something?
Something like that. I don't know, some bunch of honkies in there.
Well, the guy that waited on me was a black man, but you could tell he was not a black man, if you know what I'm saying. He was all about the white man's world. But anyway, I digress. So the only one they had was like $60, and I was like, we are not spending $60 in food stamps to get this thing. I gotta go to the stove and get some more.
I was like, the first of the month is coming up.
Oh, shit. But not soon enough. So we didn't buy that one. Then we went to the
Best Buy.
Best Buy. Man, that place is like all it is like a big, huge iPhone store.
Yeah, I know. And then the thing I hate about Best Buy is you walk in that store and you was looking for what you want. And nobody bothers to ask you if you need any help until you find the item and you're like, oh, I was going to get this. And then the guy comes up and says, you ladies need any help? And we're like, you dumb motherfucker. I was on fire. What I was looking for. What was you 5 minutes ago?
Well, it's because they work on commission. And it's easier just once you see you got something, they just ring you up. They don't do any work at all. So we got the top of the line microphone.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And so then we went to the record store.
We went to the record store.
And then we came back and set it all up. And here we are. Here we is.
My favorite part of that whole story is the thing we didn't talk about.
We rode the bus and we walked a total of 140 miles.
That's a lot of walking. And we went to like 18 stores
for a $30 microphone.
And we got it home, and then we noticed on the box, it's a performance microphone.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a performance microphone. So you know what? White bitch in the White Castle music shop, you can suck my big black titty.
I'm glad you said titty there. I was waiting for you to say something else.
I know you was thinking I was going to, but I never thought we would have so much trouble trying to get the stuff that we do all the time.
You would think we was, since how we's semi-professional.
Right, but we only do it 3 times a year. If we did it 4 times a year, we would be professional.
I know. We'd show up and be prepared, like, look at this. We was prepared.
But you know what we're doing now, tonight? You know what's different about this podcast?
What's that?
I'm putting it on the video.
Oh, I should put my face on or my hair up or something.
I know.
I didn't get my wig on, nothing.
Well, I know, but you know, it's our fans want to see us all natural.
I don't think she's gonna get that word out.
I know what all natural means. Shit. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do some vaping. You ever done that vaping stuff before?
A little bit. It tickled my throat.
Oh, it tickled. It's like Tyrone. Tickle your throat like Tyrone.
No, it just tickles my throat a little bit. Not all the way down to my, you know, by my lungs like Tyrone. Oh, you know what Lord. I mean?
No, Lord, oh, Lord. So, how are you and Tyrone doing? Are you guys doing good?
He's doing pretty good. He's already passed out. You know, he can't keep up on Tangeray.
Oh, no. When me and you get together, girl, He just goes right to sleep.
He's
just like after sex. From what I heard. I'm sorry, man. From what I heard.
He's all like, I was going to go to bed before you guys get started because I don't want to get pissed off and all this crazy shit you guys talk about.
Well, we just keeping it real. All the natural. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I've been vaping. I quit smoking. I quit smoking Newports.
That's good because I heard those things. You smoke enough of those, you get in a car accident, they crystallize your lungs. Your lungs just explode.
You're in a car accident.
That's what I heard. That's what he always tells us in high school when we were smoking menthols. Be like, oh, those crystallize your lungs.
What does getting in a car wreck have to do with crystallizing your lungs?
Because then your lungs explode in a car wreck. I don't know. I went to school in the ghetto.
Vanessa, I think you're pulling my big black ass.
That's why I smoked Marlboros.
Marlboros. Why you smoke those, girl? Those are for whiteies.
Well, they didn't crystallize my lungs.
But the meth does, too.
The meth does. What's but we're not eye? Talking you about meth.
Things in my eye right here. Oh, Lord, they come out. I got to get some mascara on. A blush. Oh, Lord. Well, I know you're really excited about talking about Ebola.
Ebola?
Do you want to talk about it? Or do you want to play a song? I don't know if I can find a song about Ebola.
Is there a song? I got Ebola, and I'm going to die.
Okay, Vanessa, let's go to a song.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about Ebola.
You're just going to loop that song over and over.
It's 03 minutes. Ebola, I'm going to die. We'll be right back, folks. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is Heather and Vanessa celebrate my Vanessa's
29th birthday.
God damn it, Vanessa. We'll be right back.
I got Ebola.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Everybody, we will rock you.
Everybody, I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is
Heather and Vanessa celebrate Vanessa's my 29th birthday.
You're not supposed to say my, you're supposed to say Vanessa. Try it again, let's try it again. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this is
Heather and Vanessa
celebrate.
And it's my fucking birthday. I say whatever the fuck I want to, bitch.
I can't believe you talked to me like that.
So I'm sorry.
God damn, what, is something wrong with you? Are you sick to be talking to somebody like that?
I got the Ebola.
Oh, Lord, girl, I saw that on the TV today. I've been seeing that for weeks now.
I know.
On CNN, on Fox, on Moipovich.
Is this your baby daddy? And do you got Ebola?
Are you scared that we're going to get Ebola?
Probably everybody's going to get Ebola. We're all going to die.
What are we going to do if we're all going to die?
Then we'll be dead.
Oh, Lord. We can't do a podcast if we're dead.
No, we
can't.
People
are probably hoping we get Ebola.
Everybody, those crazy bitches, I hope they get Ebola and die. And that's going to be my next hit song. If y'all didn't hear it before, I got Ebola and I'm going to die.
Are you worried about, so you think that we're going to get Ebola in the hood?
Probably, because, we voted for Obama, and everybody keeps saying that Obama is the one who brought Ebola to the country. So, since how we voted for him, we're probably going to be the first ones to get it.
Where did he bring it from?
Africa, China, I don't know. So he probably just made it. It's probably a hoax from the White House. They're probably like,
hoax from the White House. That's like when Bill Clinton had that guy girl suck his dick.
Yep, and then he shot Ebola all over her dress.
He just said he shot Ebola.
Vanessa, you never cease to amaze me. You always get these great one-liners. Oh, we're laughing so hard it's shaking the camera. Oh, my Lord. What? Oh, Lord. Have you had Tyrone tested for Ebola?
No, he's been doing okay so far. He ain't got a temperature or nothing yet. He ain't thrown up yet or nothing.
So, you get a temperature, you start throwing up, and your eyes turn red or something?
I guess or something. And then supposedly you can only get it if you, touch your puke or shit or something. I don't know. I just wondered, how did all these people get it? They just running around rubbing their eyeballs and people puke? They're like, oh, look at that. Some puke out of my eyeball.
You would think that disease wouldn't get transmitted.
You would think so.
There's a lot of people putting their eyeballs in their shit.
Ooh, there's a turd on the ground. Let me rub that on my face.
Where do you think this Ebola came from, originally? Like, what, monkeys or something?
Probably.
AIDS?
I think so. There's probably some Africans out there. Be like, hey, monkey, come here. Let me fuck you with this.
From behind your shit.
That's nasty.
We might not be able to release this. Oh, but it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Oh, my Lord. Well, Vanessa.
Yes, Heather.
Winter is coming.
It's coming. We're just going to. Okay.
I thought if we kept going with Ebola, we were going to have some problems.
The FCC might shut us down. And then they'd probably quarantine us. And be like, you bitches got Ebola. Yeah. You might be from Africa. We don't know. We'd be like, well, maybe you should. No. Yeah, that's fine. We're from Wisconsin and Illinois.
If some guy came up to me and said, I think you brought Ebola over, I'd be like, I did not bring Ebola over to this place.
So was you just doing a white guy doing a black guy there?
Kind of, I guess so. Oh, no. But anyway, let's get back. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Oh, Lord. We got lots to do. We got lots to do in the wintertime. What's the first thing you do when the weather starts to get cold?
Oh, well, the first thing I start doing is start eating a lot of chicken wings.
The old standard.
Yeah, because you pack on some pounds, and then when it gets cold, you're like, what are you all you skinny people talking about? I just got all this extra fat. I was warm.
Well, you know what I do? The first thing I do when it starts getting cold, when the first night that it freezes, that's the last day I pay my Silco bill. Because in the wintertime, they cannot cut it off. I got kids. They can't cut it off in the wintertime. So that's the first thing. First thing I do, stop paying the Silco.
That's a good idea right there. I should do that.
You damn right. How else am I going to pay for Christmas presents?
I know. I was thinking more like how I was going to pay for Tangeray.
And then the next thing I do is I get Jamal. That's my new man. I say, Jamal, you go down to the dollar store. You get a bunch of garbage bags. And you get a bunch of of what do you call that tape that's gray?
Oh, duct tape?
Duct tape. I get lots of duct tape, and I start having him seal up the windows, keeping the warm in. The free warm, by the way, because I ain't not paying myself copay.
See, I just come over to your house in the wintertime then, because I was all fat.
You be sweating, girl.
I will be. So, what'd you say his name was, your new guy?
Jamal.
Jamal?
I think that's what I said.
So, Jamal, is he, how's he like the foreplay?
How does he like the foreplay? Well, we just went from the foreplay. I'll tell you what, he is. You want to know about Jamal and the foreplay? Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do, because that's my list is out.
Well, Jamal has a soft touch. He touches my clitoris.
That's a big word for you.
Well, when you got one, you got to know how to say it. This is so stupid. Anyway, but he has a loving touch. He's a very nice. He's got a job.
Well, that's good, because you ain't got a job.
Right. He got a job. He works as a garbage man.
Oh, I thought for sure you should say he worked at the car wash.
Oh, that's a whole nother show. So, do you put up a lot of holiday decorations outside your house?
A few, not too many, especially not around this time of year, because Halloween seems to scare Tyrone, because he's a little bit of a pussy.
Tyrone is a pussy and is scared of Halloween.
Yep.
What does he think of Thanksgiving?
Well, he's kind of a turkey, too, but I guess it means you are what you eat.
Your vagina's a turkey?
No, I mean, around Halloween time, he's a pussy. Why was I going to explain my joke?
Okay, go ahead and explain it. Halloween, he's a pussy.
Thanksgiving he's a turkey. And Christmas, he's Santa Claus.
Oh, Vanessa, I think...
Actually, at Christmas, he's a pussy again.
Pussy what?
He's a pussy again.
A pussy again. He's a pussy.
Because see, he eats pussy until he starts eating turkey, and then he starts eating pussy again.
Vanessa, you need to stop. You have had too much Tanqueray, too much whiskey. Oh, well, did you have a good birthday, Vanessa?
I did.
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time since we did one of these podcasts.
I know.
It's probably going to be a long time before we do another one.
I'm sorry.
You can't act right. All right. Well, folks, thank you. First, I want to thank the podcast that is presenting this. I'm not going to mention it because it's on the screen below, but thank you very much to 86 Productions. Not IBWIP. They had nothing to do with this. Neither did S&M Radio. Neither one of them had anything to do with Heather and Vanessa doing nothing. But Vanessa, I hope you had a good 35th birthday.
I did. 29th.
29th. So, folks, thank you again for listening to Heather. Oh, I'm... How do we get out of this?
I don't know. I just...
Well, thanks again, folks. I'm Heather.
And I'm Vanessa.
And this was...
Heather and Vanessa celebrating Vanessa's 29th birthday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Destiny is a rising star. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.